Good afternoon, Dr. Schneck, dictating a 6-minute walk test on Kathy Sneed. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, RNP. On 4/4/23, Mrs. Sneed performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96% period. After walking 350 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 91% period of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ronald Harper. This goes to Dr. Bryna, BRYNA. On 4/4/23, Mr. Harper performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96% period. After walking 304 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 92% period of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4/4/23, Mrs. Zorich performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulation, a room air saturation was 95% period. The patient did achieve 392 meters in 6 minutes. Although at 2 minutes, she desaturated temporarily to 87% and spontaneously recovered to 91% period. At the end of the study, her saturation was 94% period of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janetta Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower and Dr. Winslow. On 4/4/23, Mrs. Kirby performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/22/22, there's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Featherston. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 4/4/23, Mrs. Featherston performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/7/22, there's been no change. Period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Tamara Seaman. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 4/4/23, Mrs. Seaman performed the 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98% period. After walking 410 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96% period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Clement Warshewski, W-A-R-S-H-E-S-K-I. This goes to Corrine Edick, E-D-I-C-K, comma, P-A. On 4/4/23, Mr. Warshewski performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/6/22, there's been no significant change, period. Optimal effort is questioned on the current study. Period, new paragraph impression, minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Rogers. This goes to Bolivia Medical Group. On 4/4/23, Mrs. Rogers performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period. New paragraph compared to a prior study dated 10/4/22, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing some improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Rosenstock. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 4/4/23, Mr. Rosenstock performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airway obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 9/22/2022. There's been improvement. Period in paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.